2020. We'll start out with the agenda item number one, call to order. Sarah, could you lead us through a roll call?
Yes, I'm Sarah Eichelberger, Gatton. Frank Ammons, Gatton.
Present.
Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Brian Rose, ACC.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Carlos De Matos, Gatton.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, ACC.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Bruce Hermes, City of Austin.
Present.
John Cole Morgan, Austin ISD.
Present.
Steve Pyle, DIR.
Present.
And we also have Wayne Wiedemeyer and Doug Wilson from JC Communications.
Okay. Agenda number two, is there any citizens communication today? All right. Hearing none, let's move on to agenda item number three. Let's take a few minutes to review the minutes from the August 18th meeting in your packets.
This is Gary Wiesman. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Very good. The motion. This is Jaime. I'll go ahead and second that motion. Now that we have a motion and a second, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, Sarah, could you lead us through a roll call vote?
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Bruce Hermes.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
John Cole Morgan.
Aye.
Minutes are approved.
Thank you. Agenda item number four, maintenance contractors report. Chris, you're on the line.
Chris, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm getting my documentation in front of me currently. Okay, since our last inspection, we've completed B2 South, C1N, and C1S since our last meeting. I'm sorry, guys. I thought the meeting was starting in 30 more minutes and was not prepared, but those are the three rings that have been completed since our last meeting. If you have any questions regarding the inspections, I'll move on to the inventory.
And so, Chris, this is Jaime. These inspections that we're looking at on the screen are different than the fiber testing efforts you guys are doing?
Yes, sir. No, absolutely. These are separate from our testing.
Okay.
So here, none on the inspections. I'll move to the inventory. The only changes on the inventory is we used 538 feet of the City of Austin fiber for emergency repair at the Austin Resource Recovery site. There were no other changes on the GAN inventory itself.
Okay. Any questions for Chris? Hearing none, let's move on to agenda item five, network manager's report.
Okay, so if you would, please note in your handouts the Gatton project status report. I'll go over that with you. So for active projects, we have one that's scheduled for tomorrow to splice. That's the no cable replacement at the UT NOC. And we'll move on to page two. That's the only update to that one. And then we have for getting completed projects, the C1 South resplicing of several cases to activate Travis County fibers, which completed on the 10th. And then for entity specific active projects, we have the VX exchange for AISD and the UT Johnson Wildflower Center. The VX exchange completed yesterday, and the Wildflower Center is scheduled for a day after tomorrow. And then we have three projects that were completed on being B1N, B2 South, and then the B1N / C1N UT Pickle Research Center. And that's it. Any questions?
So I believe for, this is Jaime, those of you that are utilizing the A1 North node cable onto our campus, Harold has already reached out to you if you were going to experience any outages or lose protection of your services. So. All right, no questions. Let's move on, Frank, to the job budget tracker then, I guess.
This is Sarah. Since the last meeting, there have not been any changes to this report. There's 26 jobs that we're tracking, totaling $1.363 million. We're expecting to recover $214,000 from those jobs, and the amount remaining after those recoveries would be $176,000 approximately. And that's all that I have.
Okay, this is Jaime. If there's no questions on the job budget report, Frank, I see that 6A and 6B, do we have plans for those?
We do for 6A and let me look. Yeah, we do for both.
Okay. But 6C probably does not require executive session.
6C would not.
Okay, so I'm thinking that why don't we go ahead and address agenda item 6C in open session, and then we'll close our meeting out in executive session in case some people want to drop out early. Or our the public wants to drop out early. So let's take agenda item 6C, procedures for submission of entity specific projects for Bentley drafting.
Yeah, so there's been some recent discussion and previously, but we wanted to make sure we covered the and documented a procedure for entities to get their projects drafted within Bentley, and how to, and a procedure for how to do that is in front of you. It is handout 6C, and it just basically states the course of action for this procedure and how you can submit directly to Advance One. And I'll let you review that. Not a whole lot to it, but it will take a course of action from the entity, from each entity with each upon each completion of projects with their as-built. And if anybody doesn't have any discrepancies with this or anything of that nature, we'll get this documented and out to all the members as well via email, so you can have this for your records.
Hey, Frank, this is Jaime. For the step 1A, the as-built for the project, is there any sort of format that needs to be or any information that should include?
So if you send them the as-built, what they're going to do is they're going to contact you in regards to it, and they're going to ask you, you know, any drafting questions they may have or the drafter may need as they put it in. Carlos, do you have anything to add to that?
No, the contractor should be able to get you your as-built. It's just a matter of you requesting it from the contractor and sending it to Advance One.
And what do our contractors usually provide for as-built? Is it a PDF drawing that shows Austin Energy pole numbers and lines connecting them, or is it a Google Earth screenshot? Or
it's a PDF of our. They have available the same thing you guys do, which is the viewer, and they can make some red lines on that and be able to send them to you. Location of slack, tick marks, so forth. All that stuff it's in there.
So, Jaime, when you get your as-builts right now, how are they presented to you for UT, if you don't mind me asking?
I haven't necessarily been specifically requesting them. So if they're made, I don't know if they're as-builts being made after work is being done.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully this will, shore that up in the future so that we're getting everybody's fiber captured in Bentley as it should be.
Right. So unfortunately for UT, I've not been successful in getting my purchasing group to allow us to leverage the Gatton contracts. And so engagement with the Gatton vendors has been, through a PO.
Okay. All right.
The PO will, when you use a PO, Jaime, they should still be using Gatton standards for providing services to you. So that's included in their original contracts.
That is true. I typically say, follow Gatton procedures and requirements or technical guidelines. But I guess, Jaime's still speaking here. For the as-built information, is that something that's in our technical guidelines or it's in our MAC and maintenance contracts?
MAC and maintenance.
Okay.
This is Chris Gonzalez. If I may chime in for a minute. Typically, if there's a new project, new site, or new tie cable added, and it's presented to the Gatton technical and Gatton board meeting for approvals, those are the same prints that we usually redline as builds.
And I can say that's the same thing for JC Communications.
Okay. So, Chris, to use an example of the B1 North work at Pickle, you did help create an exhibit that we used in the tech meeting. Is that something that you've already turned into Advanced One?
No, typically those exhibits I hand over to Gatton Management, Carlos, and I go over the details of what the actual scope happened at the end of the day. And then I believe Carlos has been submitting updates to Advanced One.
So for the Pickle B1 North work, is that something Network Management is going to get to Advanced One, or based on this procedure, me or Harold would need to get it to Advanced One?
Carl, Carlos, do you have that one, correct? Has that one gone to Advanced One yet?
No, I don't have any of that.
Okay. Okay. So, Chris, can you confirm that you've sent that to us or not?
Oh, no. This hasn't been sent to Carlos yet. There's a second portion of this that is on the C1N side for JJ Pickle as well.
Okay.
That once that's completed, we'll have a full as-built set for both B1N and C1N.
Okay. So then upon completion, this is the procedure it would follow.
Okay, so then Chris would submit that to me or Harold, and then we would then submit it through this procedure.
That's correct. Okay. And I think it's of course we're copied on it because we're coming to the tech or board meetings with everything, so we already have copies of the prints. But I think it's it takes the action upon out of the vendor's hands, out of network management hands for your entity, and it places the onus on the member or the entity itself to keep record of it and track it and send it and answer questions for advance one that they may have when they come back when their drafter wants to verify anything in regards. It's not that big of a process, but I think it's an important step to take for the entities themselves to have the ownership of doing so.
So this is Jaime again. I imagine that some of the other members do have contracts or they're able to leverage the maintenance or MAC contract. For those members, do they have to take any action, or is this for the outlying members who don't have that contract to leverage?
This is for all entity specific prints for drafting into Bentley.
All right. Do any of the other tech members have issues or concerns with this, or should we say, yeah, let's go ahead and publish this and start following it going forward?
I think it's the right thing to do. It's Bruce.
John, what are your thoughts?
I think we should be doing it. I think ASD has been doing it for quite some time, for most of all of our sites. So
you've been submitting directly to Advanced One?
Well, Advanced One or Network Management, and they've been importing them. I mean, you know, we've been using different processes over the years. So
gotcha.
And that's basically what we're trying to do, cement a process, and this is what everybody follows, because we've really struggled through the years with, you know, not all entities turn in their as-builts to us. So when we go out in the field, we may run into a conflict, or for each entity's best protection, it's best that it's put into Bentley, period. And that has to do with various items, locates, call centers, you know, just knowing that it's there. Security, less risk to the network, less risk to your entity-specific network. List just goes on and on. So yeah, this would definitely concrete a procedure for doing so going forward, and probably hopefully cause less headaches or the lack of this being accomplished.
Okay. So it sounds like it's a good thing, especially since this is an area where we don't have any procedures documented. So the way I look at it is, if we encounter problems or hiccups, we just make amendments to this as we move forward. Is this something we're going to seek board approval on? Does it require board approval?
This is Dane. Yeah. I would say yes. I would say make a recommendation to the board to adopt this new procedure.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that your motion? All right.
So moved.
All right. We have a motion to recommend this new procedure for board approval. Is there a second?
This Bruce, second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to approve this new procedure, or seek board approval for this new procedure. Any further discussion? All right, Sarah, please take us through the roll call vote.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Bruce Hermes.
Aye. Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
John Colmorgan.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you, everyone. All right. For agenda items 6A and 6B, I would like us to adjourn to executive session under Texas Government Code 418.181 and Texas Government Code 551.089. And we will do that now at 2:16 p.m. Jaime, the time now is 3:06 p.m. and we are back in open session for the technical subcommittee meeting. Do we need to do another vote, Sarah? Or a roll call? Now that Bruce has left? Or do you just note that Bruce has left?
I've noted Bruce left.
Okay.
Everybody else is back in the meeting.
Okay. So back into our agenda, 6A, seeking recommendation for C1 North permanent repair for underground facilities at Johnny Morris Road and Highway 290.
This is Gary Weisman. I motion to recommend to the board approval of the C1 North permanent repair for the underground facilities at Johnny Morris and Highway 290 for an amount not to exceed, I'll say 55,000, since I think the quote was 52, and with the understanding that this should be reimbursed totally by Austin Water.
Was it Austin Resource Recovery?
Oh, Austin Resource Recovery.
No, it's Austin Water.
Oh, Austin okay. Water.
Austin Water. Back to Austin Water.
Sorry.
This is Dane, second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Sarah, please take us to the roll call.
Dane Herbat. Dane.
Aye. Sorry.
Gary Weisman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
John Cole Morgan.
Aye.
Mace Royston.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Okay, thank you. Agenda item 6B, seeking recommendation for B2 South allocation of a node cable.
This is Gary again. I motion to approve the allocation of a new node cable, the 288 strand node cable on B2 South, based on the executive session discussion, the second proposed allocation and color code. So this would be based on, this would distribute all strands based on network rights, and the allocation of buffer tubes would be color code based.
Okay, we got a motion. Is there a second?
This is John. I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. Sarah, please take us to the vote.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Gary Weisman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
John Cole Morgan.
Aye.
Mace Royston.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Thank you. Okay, moving on the agenda, we do not have any more items for executive session. So let's see. Agenda item number 8 is to confirm the date and time and location of the next technical subcommittee meeting as October 20th, 2020, 1:30 p.m. via teleconference. The time now is 3:09 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned.